You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, Summoners! It's good to be back. Welcome to another Pulse Pounding.
Is it us you were looking for?
Another Pulse Pounding, lightning inducing, tower ascending episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the Big Daddy, Aztec Olmec.
Oh, ooh.
Big Daddy Aztec Olmec.
It got real. It got real, son.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the massively hydrated Lightstar 777 with me.
Hydration. Hail hydration.
Hail hydration.
Hail Hydra. Anywho.
What is up, Summoners? We have been away for a little bit. Thank you for sticking with us. I have some great news. Great news. I became a father not too long ago to
Papa Aztec, a
superhumanly healthy baby boy.
23 and a half toes. Two fingers.
So I am over the moon. I just had to tell everybody that I am so happy. And we have topics. We have
and his baby is cute and stuff. It's really not fair.
Takes after his mom.
You think with his ugly mug, like, he wouldn't have lucked out.
This
like
grill,
that,
yeah. Or... I mean, but I'm just shouting out my boy, Aiden James. Anyway, but I'll post some photos on our Instagram. But that is the reason why we've been away for a little bit. I really apologize, mostly on my end. Having a kid will wreck your schedule even the months beforehand, but we're back on track and we're
gonna start. Put tab A into slot B for all of the things that you have to assemble for the children.
Oh my goodness.
And the amount of times he put tab B into slot A, oh my gosh. Bedlam.
I have a really great support system, so I didn't have to put together everything myself. But anyway,
IKEA customer support.
How are you, Lightstar 777? How are you?
So great. In the time we've been gone, I got COVID because I let my guard down for literally 2 days. I had a friend that came down to visit. And they were kind of looking to me for, should we wear our masks? And I was like, I don't want to be the person to doom you to wearing this for the next, 2 days nonstop. Yeah. So I was like, no, it's fine. You can get away with just wearing it when you're in lines or around people. And
right.
Of course, then, I got it. And one of the people that was down here visiting got it. So I can narrow it down to one of 2 days, precisely, when I got it.
Let's all wish Lightstar a speedy recovery, because that sucks, and I'm sorry to hear that. So.
Oh, well. Yeah. You got to create life. I got to sit here and stew and incubate and be pouty because my wife was avoiding me like the plague.
Oh no, that sucks. But
it's okay.
Anyway, definitely wish you a speedy recovery, bud. You know, show there's no show without you. You know, I mean there's no show. Yeah, there's no show without you. Yeah, I was right. Okay.
Yeah, it sounded like English. other than that, yep, not much else. School's still going on. Finished my second of four math classes, so
awesome.
You know, For some reason, math is getting easier.
Great.
Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? Me doing, like, you know, inverses of, you know, cosecants and things of that nature,
right.
Like, with minimal stressing, so.
Excellent.
Who'd have thought? Who would have thought?
I would have thought. I definitely would have thought. So we have some topics. We're going to keep it a little bit short today. We have about three definite topics that we want to get to.
English is tough, guys.
English is hard, especially when you don't sleep anymore, when your little summoned monster makes sure you cannot sleep for more than 2 or 3 hours at a time. So English is absolutely difficult. But anyway,
and he looks at you and then you're like, hey, it's man, worth I love it. You. And he's like,
it's worth it. It's worth it. We definitely want to talk about the new unit, the new Battle Angel unit.
Alita.
Yeah,
Alita,
right.
Battle Angel.
Exactly.
What attribute would Alita be? I'm going to controversial choice. I'm going to call it dark.
Oh.
I think she would be the dark attribute.
I would
go figure, because she's a little, she came from you know, the city above. So I mean, I guess she was a weapon of evil at one point. So
okay,
dark unit.
I'm gonna go with water for no reason, just none, no reason at all.
Dark.
Get a dark beer. Anyway,
all good movies start on a dark screen and logos. Lots of logos.
Lego Batman. Lego, if you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Now I know you're a true convert, because now you're pimping it.
Now I'm pimping it, see? Not crazy.
And you know what? And pimping ain't easy.
It
so
really
know,
is not.
It's the Lord's work there, brother. Lord's work.
Excellent. But yeah, we definitely want to talk Battle Angel stuff. Definitely want to talk about the new transmogs, which actually look kind of cool. And Kenobi.
Kenobi!
Shout out to Darth Maul. You know.
You should have died in episode one and stayed dead.
We love Darth Maul.
You know what?
The hardest plot armor you've ever seen.
That his hate could keep him alive for so long, and you know, I'm not even calling this a spoiler, because you should have watched Rebels.
Yeah, it's a couple years old.
You know, and honestly, like, he went out like such a chump at the end, and you know, honestly, like, it cheapened the whole thing, but like, it was such a chump move. I'm like, okay, I guess your hatred ran out there.
No. We can debate how, you
know, he walked up and Obi-Wan was like, meow.
Yes.
And that was it. And then he slumped over, because, and it was like, oh, okay, not even a fight.
When he
like,
fought. I
mean, when he's, I mean, like 900 years old.
But,
you know,
Obi-Wan was so OP at that point in his life.
And he sits there and he's like, easy. You,
I mean, he fought him when he was a Padawan. So, of course, he's going to be like 10 times stronger.
He was on Tatooine.
No, I'm talking about when he first fought to where they are now.
And he got angry, and that's why he was able to beat him. It informed everything about Obi-Wan from that point forward. He got angry, and that was what he never wanted to do again. That's why he was so in control of his emotions all the time.
Right.
Because he was constantly thinking about that moment. And, oh my god, I got angry and cut that Sith in half because he poked my master with a lightsaber. That's why he got angry. You know, Qui-Gon got poked in his tummy-tum. With a little lightsaber, death.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
actually
he gets bifurcated. I'm mad. I'm not going to die. No.
Nope. Nah.
Until later, when they meet again, and I guess he wasn't as angry. He only tracked him down on Tatooine, and you know, everything else, and found him at long last, and you know, was finally going to get his revenge. After becoming a mob boss, because that was an important storyline that we needed a Sith Lord for. Would have made any sense to have, like, his brother, like, you know, Savage Opress or something, be the one who had been the crime syndicate, you know, and all that. Wouldn't have made any sense to have him, like, on a brother revenge quest or something, you know, trying to corrupt Jedi because you know, he couldn't stand what the Jedi stood for because they killed his brother.
Okay.
No. No, we gotta have Darth Maul back. Get Darth Maul back in here right now! But he's dead, sir. Get in here! But, sir, we cut him in half. I don't care! Slap some legs on him and get him in here!
slap some legs on him and get him in here. That is the first time I've heard that.
And they're like, what do we got around? We don't have any human legs. No Dothraki legs. Nope. Oh, spider. We got a spider.
Metals.
I don't care. Slap.
Bionic spider legs. Bionic spider legs.
Stew. And what's the last part of that? Pid. Idiotic. I don't like... I'm just going to say it in general. Yeah. I don't care for any... characters that are brought back by unnatural, miraculous, ridiculous means in the Star Wars universe. It's lazy writing. It doesn't need to happen. It cheapened The Mandalorian because, you know, I'm sorry to say it. The Mandalorian was perfect before they started slotting in characters just to be like, look at Ahsoka's here! Boba Fett, everybody! Didn't need it. Don't need it. Don't want it.
This became a Star Wars podcast immediately. But I love your passion, and I love the energy you deliver. It is lazy writing, you know. And these,
think about the Mandalorian in the first season.
First season was so good.
Think of even the first episode.
Right.
You know, warm or cold, you're coming with me.
Yep.
Like, and just his complete like apathy. And then, you know, you find out, oh, he's got child trauma.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he took to this baby.
Of course.
And was like, oh, I, me and this 50-year-old baby, we're going to vibe. And then
him interacting 50-year-old baby, which is, that's canon.
He, like, when he,
he had a character arc. He actually had progressed. Through,
yeah. They were like, you know, he sends him into the crawlway because he's small enough to get in there. And he's trying to explain. No, no, the red one. Red one.
Red one.
No. Red one! And he's just like, are you okay? Like, that shit cracked me up.
Definitely.
It cracked me up. There was no need for Boba Fett, is what I'm getting at. You don't have to. You're at it! I command that! No, you didn't need it. You didn't need any of it. Anyways, that being said.
That was the start. That concludes the. Well, that starts the Kenobi part of the podcast and concludes the rest of the Star Wars.
Probably not, though.
No, we should really do more Star Wars because we're both passionate about it. And but yeah, I have to agree. It is lazy writing. Like, I don't mind slotting in characters. Some characters, why not? But, you know, I have to agree with you about the amazing, miraculous resurrections. I can't stand that.
Laser beams coalescing in space and going off in a different direction somehow. I'll let you have that one.
Sure.
You know, an energy beam can just change its direction for no reason without any outside interference. Great. I'll give it to you. Not even Ensign Timmy out there, like, you know, floating in space with a mirror, like, all right, here we go. I, you know, studied for years on Coruscant with the Empire to aim this mirror so that the laser beam will go and hit that ship. No, I would accept Ensign Timmy being spaced, you know, with a mirror, but, like, I'll accept that there's no logic to that. I'll accept that hyperspace in, you know, the Star Wars universe moves at the speed of plot, as the last episode of Kenobi proved. but, like, I will not accept any universe where you tell me, oh, these weapons are lethal, and you're telling me just somebody can be pissed off and not to die. So you're saying Count Dooku wasn't angry? Like, you know, Sith Lord.
Right.
You know, basically, like, but he wasn't angry enough. Kid, your heart wasn't in enough. You weren't angry enough. You need to be angrier.
Yeah, resurrections for no reason are goofy, you know.
But not even I'm just saying, again, I think it would have been phenomenally better story-wise if Darth Maul hadn't come back and it was some relative. You know what I even
would have even been better. Imagine a female Darth Maul. Imagine, like,
one of the Night Sisters. Yeah, exactly.
But gotcha. Not even the Night Sister. Just, like, legitimately, like, one who wanted to be a Sith and trained in everything. And then they're like, no, we're going with your brother. He seems like a safer bet. And that's why she went to, like, you know, a crime boss and all. And then basically, like, you know, goes on a rampage after he died. That would have been so watchable. So great.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that so much better. But you're telling me, oh, Sith Lord, his master cast him out. You know, he's like, you got bifurcated. I don't need you anymore. I'm going with this guy with the curved lightsabers because the rule of two is very wishy-washy. So it's not always there two there are. It's just the two I decide to be in that moment. In that moment.
Kenobi.
You know, also, then you have the secret Darth Vader's apprentice. Starkiller. I mean, you know, we want to really get into the rule of twos. Like, how does that work? That's like, and then you have all the Inquisitors. Like, again, where's your rule of two? I mean, like, this is some, like, multi-level marketing empire bullshit going on.
Kenobi. Thoughts?
Kenobi!
Two thumbs up, two bantha poodles up or down?
Here's my whole thing about it, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
I think that I always thought that Rogue One made me think that they should remake the original trilogy because
okay.
It was just that magnificent.
Right.
Kenobi solidified that dream.
Okay.
I feel so strongly that people should watch it. I'm not really going to do true spoilers.
Right.
Let me just say, even just Obi-Wan's arc in those six episodes, even just seeing what happened in that last episode, you know, spectacular. Now, excellent. I will say the one thing is that in the last episode, a character was very unnecessary. An entire plot line was entirely unnecessary in the last episode. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that because their whole arc was one thing, and then they come from left field, and you know what? In like a month, you know, when I've given you all time to watch this,
right?
Then I will talk about it. But just suffice to say, one of the characters goes off, and then, like, you know, it kind of ruins the whole thing for the canon of the universe moving forward, because, you know, one of the characters that is in the original trilogy never seems to remember or mention the whole affair that happens, which seems completely unlikely to me that they would not remember.
Right.
What had happened when they were a youth.
Yeah, I totally get it. I know which scene you're talking about, but of course we're going to leave it at that. No more spoiler-esque.
Kenobi!
So do you want to talk about this Battle Angel, this Summoner's War Battle Angel?
Alita Battle Angel, let's do it.
Yeah.
I hope they add a new Rollerball, death ball, what was it called in the movie?
Rollerball?
I don't remember. I don't know, they went around and they, you know, they were on the track and it was like, you know, roller derby with, you know.
Oh, wait, I know, this is gonna kill me. I know the sport that you're talking about. Rollerball, I think it was called.
It was Rollerball?
I think it was called Rollerball, yeah.
I'm glad I remembered.
Glad I remember. Yeah. Awesome, yeah. But yeah, you think that's kind of the vibe, kind of her look, kind of her thing.
I just wish they would add a new mode. Here's what you do: you give people who finish Toa and Toa Heroic an auto button, so I don't have to sit here wasting hours of my life clicking a button every 5 minutes. And you know what? Give us a new mode for Rollerball. And have it be a kind of like Toa-esque thing that, you know, you're fighting for control of the ball and scoring points and you're going around the track. Yep, there you go. And your little battle angel moves from place to place. There you go. And you can only you can only use robotic characters in your monster
in your monster box.
We all have robos, so it's going to be a whole bunch of robos trying to kill one another.
You rewrote episode one. Yeah, suggested a new game mode. Yep. I'd hate to see when you're well, bro. Like, you are, like, on fire. Woo.
Should I put myself out? Stop, drop, and roll.
Anyway, but yes, Battle Angel. She has some cool skills. It's going to be the new five-star that's growing out. Her look is amazing. A little bit of Evangelion, a little bit of Alita Battle Angel, of course.
Are they all attributes 5 stars?
I believe so.
Okay. So it's not one of those ones where they have like
the vampires. Yeah. I know what you mean. No, that's
vamp in here.
It's a good question, to be honest. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a 5-star. I don't think it's going to be a fusion, just because Lightstar talked me off that ledge. But I doubt it's going to be a fusion unit, but, still, very cool, skill set. Run it down really quick.
At least for the fire one.
Yeah, fire one looks awesome. Awesome.
I just want to know if those little chevron arrows are going to be part of her attacks.
Actually. Probably. I would think so, because they look pretty good. I don't think they would.
And again, and if you look behind her in that picture of, like, the one up above, like, doesn't that look like the track from the rollerball?
Yeah, I see exactly what you mean.
Exactly.
They remade that.
Called it. Come to us. I've got you figured out. I got your new mode. You didn't even announce it, and I figured it out. You're welcome.
Jeez. Guy's on fire. But, yeah,
next, they're going to have sky islands that are like cities that are moving, like, you know.
That would be ridiculous. But, yeah, it looks like her S1 is a Swift Slash. Attack's going to be 2 times to decrease the attack speed for a 30% chance. Guard Crush attacks the enemy quickly and strongly and ignores defense if the defense is half or less than your attack power. So, yeah.
I wonder what her inherent speed will be, because, you know, if it's not a fast character right off the bat,
then what's the point? No, I hear you.
What's the point?
I find your lack of faith disappointing.
The dark side is a path to many abilities that some find natural. Yeah, I should watch the original trilogy.
You should watch the original trilogy.
Did I say original trilogy? I meant the prequels.
You should. Why not? But yeah, I mean, this unit looks awesome. I had no idea where they were going when I saw the trailer, which is great because I like actually being surprised. And last but not least, we got new transmogs. We got new skins for your Summoner's War units, and I am so liking the ninja one. But yeah, I pulled them.
Susano, Susano, she's a ninja.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to say something controversial.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that the transmogs keep the cool prize behind a paywall of buying all of the transmogs.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that myself.
And the other thing, you know what? Let me build my own transmog. Like, you know, give me, you know, the option to buy those 5, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But also just let me slot out some, you know, to make my own set of 5. Like, you'd have me buying transmogs so much more often if you gave me that discount and just let me pick my own ones that I've skipped in the past. I'd be so much happier. I'd probably buy them more often.
Good idea.
It's like you give me things I don't care about. I'm either not going to do it in protest of, like, the 3 transmogs I hate, or I'm going to use them under duress, and then I'm going to complain about it.
I hear you. Who wants that? No, but it makes sense. If you can make your own packs, come on. Like,
but also all of these used to give those prize things,
right?
Like, even if you bought like one transmog.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how long ago, but then it was like they decided, no, that was stupid. We need to milk these rocks for as much money as we can squeeze. And then they were like, let us make it all five must be purchased.
Yeah.
Then you can have this cosmetic item for your Rainbow Mon.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much they're all cosmetic for your Sky Island. But they're nice. They're kind of cool. You know, why lock them behind a paywall?
Why do I have to have five of them?
Like, yeah, sir. Like, how many times is that going to happen that you're going to use all five transmogs in a randomly selected pack? No, I get you.
Like I said, like, the last one that came out, the only one that was decent was the Robo.
Right.
And so I bought that, and I'm like, you know, I want the little knit cap for the Rainbow Mon. I like that the Rainbow Mon could have a transmog. Doesn't make any sense to me that the only time I would notice it is when I'm feeding it. Don't ask me to make sense of the world.
No, they're there. They shouldn't be locked behind it like a crit. Because the thing is, like, a lot of these packs include 5-stars. Who's going to have that many 5-stars and want a whole, you know, 4 or 5 pack of these transmogs? But I get it. But I do actually like,
I like the Scarlet Witch-esque runes that the ninja draws.
Yes, exactly. By far my favorite is the ninja one. The Sky Surfer looks kind of the same. Looks kind of lazy. I mean,
the Striker just looks like he's got some more horns.
Yeah. The Fairy King transmogs looks very similar to the other three, you know. The Magic Knight's not bad. I kind of like the whole schoolgirl, student council type joint. And, of course, the ninja looks fire. Fire, fire, fire. I wish I had either a light or a dark ninja because, you know, I just have the three regular attributes. But, yeah.
Like, I mean, the Guardian Knight of Justice Fairy King, I guess, I mean, is okay, but wouldn't be my first. I don't have a Sky Surfer. I don't have a Striker, so, like, you're not giving me any incentive.
Right.
And I'm going to do a skill preview on the Magic Knight, but, you know. But, again, it's like, I won't get rid of my... Yeah, I don't love that. Like, I mean, I have the Beach, transmog for my Magic Knights, and
yeah,
I like that better.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, so again, there again, like, I would maybe get the ninja.
Yeah.
But,
and
you know,
being a 4-star.
The gentleman with the suspicious hat, Devilmon, then. Look at him with his steampunk hat and his monocle.
That is hysterical.
It's not fair. I want that.
You're just going to feed them.
Yeah. I know. Great. Could you imagine every time you go to transmog, you have to have these, like, just gentlemanly
would want to feed them less if they...
Maybe that's why they're doing it, so that, like, lesser players can show some restraint when it comes to Devilmon use. Fuse some monsters for skill-ups, you crazy people.
Exactly. Well... That really is it for all our topics. I'm so glad that you got your rant out about Star Wars, because we both hate... We love this franchise, and we hate when we see lazy writing. It's just, you know, kind of unnecessary. It's, you know... But anyway, but I'm glad that you not only gave criticism, but you suggested actual solutions. That's the best kind of feedback. Show what you did wrong. Try this. Very cool.
We should do 3 summons for...
You know what? For...
Actually, I'm going to do maybe more than that and try... Yeah. I'm going to do my Summon Henge exclusive summoning stone summons.
Oh.
which is going to be 10 in one shot and 1 in another. By the way, I did get a duped 5-star of a Water Archangel.
Oh, no.
It's okay. That's going to get crystalled, but I saved it so I could tell you the story.
Excellent.
He's going to get crystalled now that we spoke of him.
Do you have any of these? Oh, I know you have Ganymede, but I don't think you have the Water Knight, Water Dragon Knight, I should say.
I do not have Chao, no.
Hmm.
And I do not have Chiwu either.
Excellent. Well, not excellent, but, you know, excellent. So maybe you'll get them. Maybe you'll pull them. But yeah, I'll do a couple of... I'll do at least a 10 pull with you. Because... Yeah. Just because... Because we're cousins. Shall I count it down?
Oh wait, I do have Chiwu. That's funny. Ah. I do have Chiwu. You know what? Oh, yo, fuck it. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do it anyways. On the hope of Chao.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright. Yes, go ahead for my very abrupt 110 pull summon and my one additional. No, I'm going to leave the additional. Just 110 pull summon to rule them all.
Awesome. Awesome.
In the darkness, bind them. One ring.
So 3, 2, 1, and summon, summon.
10 pull summons graphics.
All of you are getting fed. Oh, especially you, Elven Ranger.
Hey, I got an Elven Ranger right when you said that.
Look, see? Coordination.
And then the Death Knight, which... all the Inugami one could ever hope to find.
All 3 stars in that 10-pull. Yay. No lightning.
I had one Death Knight, and other than that, nothing of mention.
Cool. Who are you shouting out this week? Who are you shouting out this week, Lightstar?
Oh, you know, I'm gonna shout out, you know, anybody who, will forgive us and come back to listening. Yeah, that's
all of them. Absolutely. I want to shout out Summit Overlook Hospital, where my son was delivered. They treated us like straight up royalty. Amazing.
What were they overlooking?
Summit? Yep. The town of Summit?
So they're above them?
Yeah, absolutely.
They look down on them?
All the time.
Hmm.
Every day.
Interesting.
But yeah, definitely want to shout out Summit Overlook, where my son was born. They treated us great. And... yeah, but that about wraps it up for this particular episode.
I mean, not many hospitals would give an epidural to the husband, but, you know. But they stabbed him with that needle. And
he was happy.
He was so relaxed.
I was right in the thick of it. I cut the cord. I'm a trooper. No problem. No problem. But anyway, but yeah, that wraps
it
up.
How's your hand feel? Did she break your hand?
Anyway, but yep, the new episodes on Saturdays. Reach out to us on our socials, MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Facebook at Rancher's Guide, on the Twitter, and MRGTSW at gmail.com. Yeah.
Folks.
Excellent.
For sure.
All right. Well, want everyone to have a great rest of the weekend. Live long and prosper.
Peace and long life. Spock said it best.
He really did.